Good morning, Michael.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I feel like we're off to a much better start than the last time we talked because we are actually able to properly pronounce your name as opposed to just calling you Big Dog that Rick normally
does. Yeah, that was Rick's fault.
Well, my kids started calling me Big Dog after that.
So. Oh, there you go. Michael, give us the exact pronunciation of your client's name as people text and go, it's this, it's that.
Well, I can give you the exact English pronunciation. I don't think I can do it the Swedish way.
Okay.
But I think the best way to say it here is Elias Pettersson.
Pettersson. There you go, everybody. Elias Pettersson. He comes in how much, and you know, we've talked to several members of the Canucks organization. They go, why are we so fixated on weight? It's not a big deal. It's the skill. But Rick was suggesting that he's heard he's put on maybe 10 pounds off this past summer, just pushing the weights and everything.
Well, I don't have an exact number for you, and I think that weight, whatever weight gain he's had is not just this summer. It's been since he's been at training camp last year over the summer in the development camp. But I would say that it's not just a question of focusing on skill versus weight. It's more strength versus weight, because Elias has super balance, super anticipation in terms of his ability to predict when he's going to be hit or to take the right angle to avoid being hit. But it's the strength on his skates that's more important than the weight of his body. And I don't think it's going to be an issue based on the way he played in the Swedish Elite League last year and from what I've seen from him over the years on different national teams. And, for instance, he played in the World Championships this year without a problem other than, of course, crashing into a post and breaking his thumb.
Mike, how is the thumb? How was his off season? You've told me some stories about how dedicated this kid is to getting better every day of his life. Talk about his off season for us.
Well, the thumb is no issue whatsoever. It was just a very short-term thing. It was casted, and when the cast was removed, it was obviously a little sore from being stuck that way for a while, but it's a complete non-issue, and there should be no story about it whatsoever as far as I'm concerned going forward. In terms of his summer, Elias went through a very rigorous workout routine that was he was joined by his brother, who also plays professional hockey, and he's in the Nashville Predators organization. They worked with personal trainers. They worked with their former club team in Sweden, Veho, and they've been very disciplined and targeted in what they wanted to improve over the summer. And I think you're going to see Elias reach another level, because when a kid is just 19 years old, you certainly haven't seen his full physical development by any stretch. So every summer is incredibly important.
We're talking to Michael Deutsch, who is the agent for Elias Pettersson here on Sportsnet 650. And Michael, I mean, this market, you know, we're celebrating our one-year anniversary since we launched this sports radio station a year ago. And, you know, it's funny to think of some of the highs and the lows and the more passionate moments that we've had in this station's history. And talking about, I think one of the moments that stands out for us is, you know, talking about how this market could sometimes be too negative, and it became a lightning rod for conversation for about a week here on this station. But and it kind of leads me into this conversation with Pettersson, where, you know, we saw Jake Virtanen in a bit of a Twitter storm defending whether he was out at a nightclub the other night, and in terms of the pressure and expectations. How many conversations have you had to have, or have you, with Elias about what this market is all about? Because I'm sure, as you are well aware, it can be a beast at times.
Well, of course, I've tried to telegraph for him what to expect. I've given him an understanding of what the marketplace is like. He just went through the rookie orientation program, where they try and assist with the same topic as well as other topics. But one thing I think people should understand is that last year in Sweden was such a remarkable year for Elias that he's had to face media pressure for an entire year that was just astronomical. So I think he's been through some pretty good training to prepare himself for what he's about to face. But at the same time, I have to say, I understand where you're coming from. It's a tough market, and players have to have thick skin to deal with it. But Elias is hyper-focused on hockey and success, and I think he's going to make it through.
I don't know if any agents or players want to deal with numbers or goals, and if they do, normally it's kept quiet. NHL.com projecting that your client will be the highest scoring rookie in the league next year with 58 points. We turned that into our poll question. Hundreds have looked into it, and 63% of Vancouver Canucks fans say, yeah, 58 points, no question about it. Are the expectations unfair on Elias as he comes here?
Well, I think it's fair to say that his expectations are higher than anybody could possibly put on him. So I'm not sure that he's too focused on what other people are saying he should be doing. I think he's very disciplined and thinking about what he needs to do to have the most success this year. And I don't think anybody's going to have a higher expectation for him than he does already.
Richard, Rick was saying you rep Gerald Dittick. You've been in this game for a long time. Have you ever had a client that you can compare to him?
I think Elias is an extraordinary talent. I've represented some very talented people in the past, and every player is different. They bring a different skill set to the game. They bring a different mindset to the game. But I think Elias is an extraordinary player, and he's going to do great things over the years. When he becomes an elite player is an open question, and it's up for him to hit the ice and show us when it's going to be.
Mike, you got a lot of clients in Europe. You know the European game. It's different than the North American game. Because of his stature and where he went in the draft and because of the points he put up in Sweden, there's a lot of expectations. And a lot of his play is going to be judged from the fans and the media by points, but the coaches are going to judge it in all three zones. Are you worried about if the points aren't there, say, early in the season, and it might take him a while to adjust to the NHL game?
Well, I think it's fair to say that any rookie is going to need time to adjust to an NHL game. I think it's fair to say that a European has a bigger adjustment to make because of the rink size and the style of play. But one thing I can tell you about Elias is that he is committed to a 200-foot game. If you look at his plus-minus statistics from last year, it was extraordinary how few goals he was on against for his team, Vecho. He is a committed defensive player. And it's my expectation that Travis is going to have a lot of trust in him from the get-go, not because he's putting up a lot of points, but because he's doing his job at both ends of the ice.
Michael, when you know the player like you do and obviously have a personal relationship beyond just a business relationship, at a time like this, I mean, as we touched on, the anticipation, the excitement, the optimism, the hope, are you more excited or are you more nervous for your client at this sort of time?
I'm excited. I can't wait to see what he can do on the ice. I can't wait to see how he pairs with Besser on the power play, if that's what happens. Of course, there's no assurance of that happening, but the idea of it happening is very exciting. So no, I can't say I'm nervous. I'm looking forward to this. I think, as I said, he's an elite talent, and elite talent is the type of player that brings people to the rink and gets them out of their seats. And I hope that Elias can translate that from Sweden to the NHL.
Sportsnet 650.